Morning, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to today's Bible reading. I hope this message finds you and your families doing well. It's May the 15th today. Our readings will come from 1 Samuel chapter 17 and 18, John chapter 8, Psalm 111, and Proverbs chapter 15. I'll be reading from the BSB version, the Berean Standard Bible. However, any translation you have, as long as it's a good one, is A-OK. Before you open our Bibles, however, let's ask God for his blessing. Lord God, please bless this reading. Please bless your word to me and to those who are following along. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, before we get into the Old Testament, let's go to John's account of the gospel. Starting in chapter 8, verse 21, it says, "Again he said to them," now this is Jesus speaking, "again he said to them, 'I'm going away and you'll look for me, but you will die in your sin. Where I am going, you cannot come.' So the Jews began to ask, 'Will he kill himself, since he says, where I am going, you cannot come?' Then he told them, 'You are from below, I am from above. You are of this world, I am not of this world. That is why I told you that you would die in your sins. For unless you believe that I am he, you will die in your sins.' 'Who are you?' they asked. 'Just what I have been telling you from the beginning,' Jesus replied. 'I have much to say about you and much to judge, but the one who sent me is truthful, and what I have heard from him, I tell the world.' They did not understand that he was telling them about the Father. So Jesus said, 'When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am he, and that I do nothing on my own, but speak exactly what the Father has taught me. He who sent me is with me. He has not left me alone, because I always do what pleases him.' As Jesus spoke these things, many believed in him." All right, now let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17, beginning in verse 1. And this is a very, very famous passage of scripture we're going to read today. It's the story of David and Goliath. Well, in verse 1 it says, "Now, the Philistines gathered their forces for war at Socah in Judah, and they camped between Socah and Azekah in Ephes-Damim. Saul and the men of Israel assembled and camped in the valley of Elah, arraying themselves for battle against the Philistines. The Philistines stood on one hill, and the Israelites stood on another, with the valley between them. Then a champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out from the Philistine camp. He was 6 cubits and a span in height." And let me see, that is approximately 9 feet and 9 inches, or 297 centimeters tall. Okay, let's continue. Goliath also had a bronze helmet on his head. He wore a bronze coat of mail weighing 5,000 shekels, and he had armor of bronze on his legs and a javelin of bronze slung between his shoulders. The shaft of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and its iron point weighed 600 shekels. In addition, his shield bearer went before him. And Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks of Israel, 'Why do you come out and array yourselves for battle? Am I not a Philistine? And are you not servants of Saul? Choose one of your men and have him come down against me. If he is able to fight me and kill me, then we will be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then you shall be our servants and labor for us.' Then the Philistines said, 'I defy the ranks of Israel this day. Give me a man to fight.' On hearing the words of the Philistine, Saul and all the Israelites were dismayed and greatly afraid." Now, David was the son of a man named Jesse, and Ephrathite from Bethlehem of Judah, who had 8 sons in the days of Saul. And Jesse was old and well along in years. The 3 older sons of Jesse had followed Saul into battle. The firstborn was Eliab, the second was Abinadab, and the third was Shammah. And David was the youngest. The 3 oldest had followed Saul, but David went back and forth from Saul to tend his father's sheep in Bethlehem. For 40 days the Philistine came forward every morning and evening to take a stand. one day, Jesse said to his son David, "Take this ephah of roasted grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers and hurry to their camp. Take also these 10 portions of cheese to the commander of their unit. Check on the welfare of your brothers and bring back an assurance from them. They are with Saul and all the men of Israel in the valley of Elah fighting against the Philistines." So David got up early in the morning, left the flock with a keeper, loaded up and set out as Jesse had instructed him. He reached the camp as the army was marching out to its position and shouting the battle cry. And Israel and the Philistines arrayed in formation against each other. Then David left his supplies in the care of the quartermaster and ran to the battle line. When he arrived, he asked his brothers how they were doing. And as he was speaking with them, suddenly the champion named Goliath, the Philistine from Gath, came forward from the Philistines and shouted his usual words, which David also heard. When all the men of Israel saw Goliath, they fled from him in great fear. Now the men of Israel had been saying, "Do you see this man who keeps coming out to defy Israel? To the man who kills him, the king will give great riches, and he'll give him his daughter in marriage and exempt his father's house from taxation in Israel." David asked the men who were standing with him, "What will be done for the man who kills the Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Just who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" The people told him about the offer, saying, "That is what will be done for the man who kills him." Now when David's oldest brother Eliab heard him speaking to the men, his anger burned against David. "Why have you come down here?" he asked. "And with whom did you leave those few sheep in the wilderness? I know your pride and wickedness of heart. You have come down to see the battle." "What have I done now?" said David. "Was it not just a question?" Then he turned from him toward another and asked about the offer. And those people answered him just as the first ones had answered. Now David's words were overheard and reported to Saul, who called for him. And David said to Saul, "Let no man's heart fail on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him." But Saul replied, "You cannot go out against this Philistine to fight him. You're just a boy, and he has been a warrior from his youth." David replied, "Your servant has been tending his father's sheep, and whenever a lion or a bear came and carried off a lamb from the flock, I went after it, struck it down, and delivered the lamb from its mouth. If it reared up against me, I would grab it by its fur, strike it down and kill it. Your servant has killed lions and bears. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, for he has defied the armies of the living God." David added, "The Lord, who delivered me from the claws of the lion and of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine." "Go," said Saul, "and may the Lord be with you." Then Saul clothed David in his own tunic, put a bronze helmet on his head, and dressed him in armor. David strapped his sword over the tunic and tried to walk, but he was not accustomed to them. "I cannot walk in these," David said to Saul. "I am not accustomed to them." So David took them off. And David took his staff in his hand, selected 5 smooth stones from the brook, and put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with his sling in hand, he approached the Philistine. Now the Philistine came closer and closer to David with his shield bearer before him. When the Philistine looked and saw David, he despised him because he was just a boy, ruddy and handsome. "Am I a dog," he said to David, "that you come at me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he called to David, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." But David said to the Philistine, "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. This day I will strike you down, cut off your head and give the carcasses of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the creatures of the earth. Then the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel, and all those assembled here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands." As the Philistines started forward to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Then David reached into his bag, took out a stone, and slung it, striking the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. Thus, David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He grabbed the Philistine's sword and pulled it from its sheath and killed him, and he cut off his head with his own sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah charged forward with a shout and pursued the Philistines to the entrance of Gath and to the gates of Ekron. And the bodies of the Philistines were strewn along the Sharaim road to Gath and Ekron. When the Israelites returned from their pursuit of the Philistines, they plundered their camps. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, and he put Goliath's weapons in his own tent. As Saul had watched David going out to confront the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this young man?" "As surely as you live, O king," Abner replied, "I do not know." "Find out whose son this young man is," said the king. So when David returned from killing the Philistine, still holding his head in his hand, Abner took him and brought him before Saul. "Whose son are you, young man?" asked Saul. "I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem," David replied. And chapter 8 starts by saying, after David had finished speaking with Saul, the souls of Jonathan and David were knit together, and Jonathan loved him as himself. And from that day, Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. Then Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him as himself. And Jonathan removed the robe he was wearing and gave it to David, along with his tunic, his sword, his bow and his belt. All right, what an amazing story. Now let's go to Psalms, the book of Psalms. We'll read Psalm chapter 111 today. Hallelujah. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his word. His righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works by giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are upheld forever and ever, enacted in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts gain rich understanding. His praise endures forever. And a footnote, this psalm is an acrostic poem, each line beginning with the successive letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Now in English, we can't see that, but the original was written in Hebrew, obviously. So that's quite neat. Now let's go to Proverbs chapter 15. We'll only read verse 11 today, but it is a wise saying, so listen carefully. Sheol and Abaddon lie open before the Lord. How much more the hearts of men? Sheol and Abaddon, which mean death and destruction. So with that being read, we've finished today's Bible reading. Have a great day if you're listening to this in the morning. Or peace and light sleep if you're listening to this in the evening. Tune in tomorrow, May the 16th, as we continue in the fifth month of our one-year Bible reading plan. And as we close, we pray, come soon, Lord Jesus. Amen.